Good morning, friends, and Merry Christmas. Today is Thursday, the 25th of December in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm Anna Grace Legband, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray together. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. And I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 25 to 35. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to call the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now consider this. Our final Christmas song comes after the birth of Jesus, in response to the infant Jesus being brought into the temple. Simeon is described as a righteous and devout man, his name meaning "he who listens" or "he who hears," reflects a life of attentiveness to God's voice. His entire story is a testimony to the Spirit's work. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, he waited faithfully, having been assured that he would not die before seeing the Lord's Messiah. Simeon didn't happen upon the temple courts by chance. He was led there by the Spirit. For Simeon, the consolation of Israel was not merely a theological idea, but the longing of his heart. The hope for redemption, the hope for freedom, and the hope for the restoration of God's people. The work of the Holy Spirit in Simeon's life shaped his longings and positioned him to respond to the presence of Jesus when he arrived. As Simeon held the infant Jesus, he declared, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, in the glory of your people, Israel." In this declaration, Simeon recognized that Jesus' mission extended far beyond Israel. He proclaimed that this child was not just the consolation for Israel, but the Savior of all nations, the light that would reveal God's salvation to the Gentiles, to people like you and me. These words were spoken in the temple, the heart of Jewish worship and life, to declare that the Messiah had come and would not just save Israel, but also be a light of revelation to the Gentiles was significant. Simeon's worship caused Joseph and Mary, already aware of who Jesus was, to marvel at the magnitude of their son's mission. Entering into the temple courts, Jesus' presence carried profound implications for the Jewish people within its walls and the Gentiles outside of its walls. Simeon's song reminds us of a vital truth about Christmas. While it is a profound celebration for those of us who know and love Jesus, it is even more important of a day for those who don't. Simeon's life, shaped by the Spirit's work and marked by his readiness to recognize God's presence, challenges us to live with the same attentiveness and mission. My guess is, if you're spending time reading an Advent devotional, you likely have some degree of a doubt faith, some developed faith kind of similar to Simeon. So today, as you encounter and remember the person of Jesus who came as a baby, I want to invite you to join in Simeon's song, proclaiming Jesus as the light of revelation to the whole world. Here's our response prompt for today. Think of someone who you might encounter today, whether it be a family member, a friend, or someone working during your Christmas celebrations who may not yet know the light of Jesus. How might the Spirit be inviting you to join in Simeon's song and share the good news of Christmas with them? Take a moment to listen to how Jesus might be inviting you to step into his mission and join him today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you came to save us, and thank you that we have come to know you and to know of your love. Lord, we want to be attentive and respond to your presence among us today. Lord, would you give us wisdom and insight, and Holy Spirit, would you lead us and guide us to proclaim the good news of Christmas as we celebrate it with those who know you and as we encounter those who don't know you. We love you, Lord, and we ask this in your name. Amen. I'll invite Dan to lead us in a time of singing. Before I go, just want to say thank you so much for listening along and joining me this Advent. It's been a joy to share this time with you, and look forward to seeing you hopefully again soon. Bye.
Well, thank you so much for that word today, Anna Grace. Truly, our eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. And I know that I'm here. I'm sure you're here. As you're listening or watching this, recognizing that we have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that things do get hard in this world. You will have trouble, Jesus said, but I have overcome the world. And I can't think of a more fitting song that is being sung around the world on Christmas Day than our carol today, Joy to the World. We're going to sing all four verses of it. It's hymn number 201 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. And I just invite you to make it a moment of celebration for you, trusting the Lord for all that has been, expressing your joy and trust in him for all that is today and will be ahead. And let's delight ourselves in his presence and his goodness with the words of Joy to the World. Okay, let's worship together.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains breathe. repeat their sounding joy. Repeat their sounding joy. Repeat, repeat their sounding joy. And no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessing flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. And He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
A blessed Christmas to you, and we'll see you on the field. Thank you.